everyone. How are you? This is Virginia Trinidad, wife and mother, bringing you a quick 15-minute podcast about health, wellness, and fitness. Well, I hope everyone is doing awesome today. I wanted to take this opportunity this week to talk about why I work. And I think that it's a relatable topic to most of my audience. I think that there are probably a lot of moms that feel somewhat similar to how I feel. And then there are probably other women who can't relate to how I feel because they have carried a different role their entire life. And maybe respecting me for the reasons that I have chosen to not work for so many years. And then now the desire to want to thrive. I think women that have always been in the workforce, I have always looked at them and just been so freaking jealous that they have careers and jobs and like a place to go every day and like feel like they're really making a change in the world. And those women may look at me and be like, well, she's been home for so many years, taking care of her kids. I wish I would have been able to do that. So I think that putting this out on the table feels really good because I believe that there has always been, at least the way I grew up, there was always this misconception about women staying home that is no way, shape, or form what I thought it was going to be like. So my history in working was that I lived in a home where my mom and my dad both worked. They were both very hard workers. My mom worked a standard job for all of the years that I can remember, which was like, you know, that 8 to 4 job. I would go to an aftercare program and my mom would pick me up. My dad always worked in the hospitality industry and always traveled. So I know that my dad was always working really hard. And my mom would always be like, when my dad would travel and he would come back, my mom would always be like, well, make sure we give your dad some space, you know, because he needs to relax because he was working really hard, which now, okay, yeah, he was working hard, but he was traveling and he was staying in beautiful hotels and eating amazing meals covered by the hotel and didn't have to like deal with a wife and a kid. So yeah, he was working hard and I understand, but he wasn't so involved in the home for half of a month. So different than what I see my husband working hard is. But yes, he was a provider and he was a good provider, always provided for our family. And I had this work ethic instilled in me that mom and dad always worked. So at the age of 14 years old, I wanted acrylic nails. Yep, bring back the 80s. Who did not have acrylic nails? You're lying. We all had acrylic nails. Okay, so I really wanted these nails. And my mom, I remember a new set of nails was $25. And then the refills every 2 weeks were $15. Mom, please, like, I want nails. She was like, I'm not paying for that. So back then, you could just get a job when you were 14 years old. And my friend worked at the swap shop in Broward. And she had pet stores. She had little pet stores inside the swap shop and there was a trailer. And she said, do you want to work the trailer every Sunday in my dad's, you know, store? And I was like, yes. So it was so cool. I could tell you everything I sold. I sold bird feed. I sold hermit crabs. I sold Adam's flea and tick spray. I sold rawhide bones for dogs. I loved my job. The coolest part was the cash register. Like, your dream when you're a little girl is to work a cash register. And I was 14 and I was working. I thought it was the coolest thing ever. My dad would drop me off at 7 o'clock in the morning and then he would go and pick me up around 4. But the cool thing about going to the swap shop was my lunch break. I had 30 minutes of a lunch break where I would walk around by myself. At 14 years old, people, 14 years old, I was walking around by myself in the swap shop. okay, in Broward. And I would look at all the little earrings and the necklaces and everything that they sold. And I would get a Philly cheesesteak for lunch, sit down, eat my Philly cheesesteak, and then go back and work again. I absolutely love my job, and I was able to have my acrylic nails. So that was my first job. From there, I moved to Costa Rica. I can't work in Costa Rica. That wasn't happening. I come back to Miami. My father passed away. I come back to Miami, and now I need a job because my mom can't afford to put me through college and put me, you know, and give me $1,000 a month to live. So she was like, you need to work. So my first job was at Express. Then from there, I started working at Chili's. I worked at Chili's for like 2 years. I was the head hostess there. I absolutely loved working at Chili's. After Chili's closed, we would always go to Flanagan's and have some drinks, just saying. And then from there, I worked in an advertising company with Archimedes and Rebecca. And then I did like a little modeling in there with while I was doing that at the advertising company. And then from there, I was going to college and I found a job in the Intercontinental Hotel in Doral. And I got to open that property. Now, I was studying public relations and hospitality management, and I got a job in a hotel and opening a hotel. Now, if you know anything about hospitality, it's a really big deal to have under your belt to say you opened a hotel, because you see the ins and outs of opening a property that not everybody gets to see. So it's like a big deal. I was so stoked. If I would work, if they would have told me that I was only going to get paid for 4 hours and I was work eight, I would have been so happy. I loved working in hotels. That's what I was going to school for. I absolutely loved it. So I started working at the Intercontinental. I started working in guest relations. By the time that I got pregnant with Veronica, I was assistant to the general manager, Jose Marti, and I was public relations manager. I learned so much in that hotel. It's incredible. I had an amazing boss. The general manager of the hotel, two GMs, were amazing. They taught me so much about myself. They taught me so many amazing work values. Like some of you guys listening to me that were on that journey with me, like I loved my job and I loved like all everything I learned about hotels, from housekeeping to engineering to being in the staff meetings and taking notes. I absolutely could talk about working in a hotel all day. I loved it. So then I get pregnant. I'm 24 years old. I have this amazing position at the Intercontinental. And I'm like, how am I going to have this position and raise a child, a baby? I was like, I'm not going to be able to do it. I gave them a month to find someone and a month to train them. And I left my dream job to be a stay-at-home mom with Veronica. I have been a stay-at-home mom since I was 24 years old. At that time, after Veronica was born, she was sick so much that I got a job at Saks Fifth Avenue for health insurance. My ex-husband's job had closed and we were without health insurance, and her health, her medication, I think it was, I forgot what it was called, but her medication cost so much money that I was like, let me go back to work and get a part-time job. So I started working at Saks Fifth Avenue in the jewelry department. I'll keep my comments to myself. And then I started working in the personal shopping department called the club. And I met so many awesome people at the club. Again, awesome relationships. I know people nowadays that I knew from working at Saks. Of course, it was a very luxurious, amazing job. I mean, women dropping $20,000 on one shopping day was not anything rare. It was incredible. The pieces of jewelry that we would see bought, Chanel jackets, purses, handbags, then learning how people shop. Like there's people that, there's women that shop just like handbags and shoes, and they're like a handbag and shoe person. And then you have some people who are more into the actual dress attire. Like they have to look top to bottom all the time. Then you have people that just buy a lot, but for special events. So it was really cool to see how different shoppers are. But then it was hard for me because I was so young that you would get like these discounts off of stuff that was like 60% off of retail price once it was marked down so much. And it was still so expensive that I shouldn't be buying it. But because it was so marked down for us as the staff, that I would want to buy it. So getting out of sex was actually a good idea. And once I left sex, I was a personal trainer. I would pick up some clients. I didn't work full time, but I had a few clients. So never made more than $50 an hour with a client at that time. But I literally stopped working and would just do personal training. So it was not enough for me to actually be able to support myself. So when I got a divorce, again, I was like, what am I going to do? And I started training and coaching at Peak 360. So it was literally went from, you know, not working at all, just doing some personal training on the side, making those $50 an hour, which is what personal training used to cost like 12 years ago. And then now, you know, I was only doing personal training here and there. So then you have a kid in your 30s. I stopped working again, just do some personal training, and then advocate again in my 40s. And that was it. I was either working within our own business, but back of the house type stuff and temporarily, and then going back to raising a kid. So needless to say, by the time I am 40 years old, I want to work. Like, I want to make a living. Like, I need to work. I would cry and cry and cry and just say, like, there is more to my life than just doing laundry and caring for my kids. And the fact that I would diminish how hard it is to take care of kids that all had reflux, that I would diminish the fact of how hard it is to be a mom, that I would put that on the side because I felt that the real value of my life was when I could actually work and bring home money is sad. Because I know that the job that I had in all of those years is the hardest job you could ever have. It is so much easier right now for me to go drop off my two girls in school. The other day I calculated, I picked up my daughter at 4. I was like, she has been here for 7 hours. That was a lot easier than when I had to deal with her hour after hour after hour after hour. So staying at home was the hardest thing freaking ever. Picking up constantly plates, this, that, lunch, dinner, like it was so hard. So I was ready. I was ready to freaking soar. I was like, get me out of here. COVID happens. I had to stay a little bit more time at home. And then all of a sudden I was ready. And that is why I do what I do, because I wanted to use the talents that God had given me to connect with people at a different level with health and nutrition. I felt that I had a gift that God had instilled in me, that I could talk to women and men and teach them different ways on how to see their life. And I couldn't do that from home. So now, what has work done for me? It has given me the opportunity to help people. It has given me the opportunity to feel like I'm making a difference in this world, that if something were to happen to me tomorrow, that I could turn around and say, you know, I helped change people's life. It's also given me the opportunity to not have to ask for things. My husband has never, ever told me, Virginia, you can't have this, you can't do this, but I'm the one who manages the finances in the house. So I know what we can and can't afford. So I obviously know I can't have that if we don't have the money to buy that. So now I have the opportunity to like go to Lululemon and buy a sports bra and a pair of leggings. I have the opportunity to pay for my own Botox, which not having to ask my husband, hi, can I please have money to freeze my forehead? Oh, babe, but you're beautiful. You don't need to freeze your forehead. Babe, okay, thank you so much for telling me I'm beautiful, but I really need to freeze my forehead because I'm like 43 and people who are 43 don't look like they're 40. Can I please have money? Yes, babe, have money. I don't have to do that anymore. I pay for my own Botox. I love it. And I can go to Zara and I can buy shoes for my kids and I can buy myself an outfit. Yeah, I have things that now I can buy and I can do with my money that I never was able to do before. And one of the most amazing feelings that I had was to be able to give. To give. There was a moment that I was like, man, this person did this for me and I want to give them a $50 gift card to Starbucks. I want to give them dinner with their family. I want to give these people this extra amount of money because they were so awesome for me today. So that opportunity has been so valuable in my life, and it drives me every single day. It drives me to continue to change people's lives. And the fact that me changing people's lives, helping them, guiding them, equipping them, loving on them, can help me live a more fulfilled life is so freaking cool. And I know that it might sound cheesy and it might sound ridiculous to some of you who have been working your entire lives, busting your butt as women. But I am like so filled. I am so filled that I could do what pours out of my veins, get paid for it, and get paid in ways that I could never imagine with the value and self-worth that I now have. So whoever is out there listening to me right now, thank you for listening to me. Thank you for giving me this opportunity. And I just want you to know that as we close today, I want to remind you that you are beautiful, that you are worthy, and that you are loved. Thank you.